He came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to him, and begged Jesus to touch him. He took hold of the blind man by the hand, and brought him out of the village. When he had spit on his eyes, and laid his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. He looked up, and said, "I see people, they look like trees walking." Then again he laid his hands on his eyes. He made him look up, and was restored, and saw everything clearly. He sent him away to his house, saying, "Do not enter into the village." Jesus went out, with his disciples, into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said to him, saying, "John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, but others, one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Messiah." He commanded them that they should tell no one about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke to them openly. Peter took him, and began to rebuke him. But he, turning around, and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter, and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you have in mind not the things of God, but the things of man." He called the crowd to himself with his disciples, and said to them, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake and the sake of the good news will save it. For what does it profit a person to gain the whole world, and forfeit his soul? Or what will a person give in exchange for his soul? For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him, when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels."